Hey, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and today I'll be talking about the MLB All-Star Game voting, NBA awards, and more. The New York Yankees Yanks tie record with home run in 27 straight games. The Yankees have tied the Major League record for the longest streak of consecutive games with a home run when Aaron Hicks went deep in the fifth inning on Monday night's game against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees have now homered in 27 straight games. They have now tied the record with the 2002 Texas Rangers. Aaron Sanchez gave up the home run to Hicks the other night, and Aaron Boone said about his club, which set a major league record last year with 267 home runs. Nothing surprises me that they do. I wouldn't set out to predict they're going to break that one. That's kind of an obscure one. It's happened with our group. Does this surprise me? No. Sorry for the stuttering there. The Yankees have been paced during their streak by Gary Sanchez, who has hit 8 home runs since the streak began on May 26th, and Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu each have 6. Stanton got his first off the streak the seventh inning Monday night. Aaron Judge does not have any over 27 games, both players who respectively were the National and American League home run winners in 2017 are just getting back from the IL that held them out for more than 2 months. Looking ahead to today, Stanton could be a strong candidate to hit a record home run, to hit the record-breaking home run. He's 4-for-8 with a home run in his career against Clayton Richard, the Blue Jays' scheduled starting pitcher. Sanchez is 1-for-2 with a double in his career against Richard, and neither Edwin Encarnacion nor Judge have ever faced Richards. Now moving on to our next thing, it's the MLB All-Star Game voting. Starting off with the finalists for the National League first baseman is Freddie Freeman from the Braves, Josh Bell, Pirates, Anthony Rizzo. Second baseman is Ketel Marte, Mike Moustakas, and Ozzie Albies. Third basemans are Nolan Arenado, Chris Bryant, and Josh Donaldson. The shortstops are Dansby Swanson, Javier Baez, and Trevor Story. The catchers are Wilson Contreras, Brian McCann, and Yasmani Grandal. Outfielders are Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich, Ronald Acuna Jr., Nick Markakis, Charlie Blackman, Albert Almora Jr., Jason Hayward, Kyle Schwarber, and Jock Peterson. From the American League, first baseman, it is Luke Voit, Carlos Santana, CJ Cron. Second baseman is DJ LeMahieu, Jose Altuve, Tommy La Stella. Third baseman is Alex Bregman, Gio Urshela. Now, Gio Urshela is kind of a surprise, but not a surprise. He's been the only Yankees third baseman that has been doing well this season. But I think Alex Bregman will win it for the third baseman. Gio Urshela may be a bench player, but I think Hunter Dozier could win. It could be in anyone's race for the backup to Alex Bregman. For the shortstop, it's Carlos Correa, George Polanco, and Gleyber Torres. The catchers, it's Gary Sanchez, James McCann, and Robinson Chirinos. For the outfielders, it's no surprise of Mike Trout, George Springer, Michael Brantley, Austin Meadows, Mookie Betts, Eddie Rosario, Aaron Judge, Josh Reddick, and Joey Gallo. One thing that surprises me is that how Judge is on there. He has barely played this season, and he's somehow up there. The designated hitters are JD Martinez, Hunter Pence, and Nelson Cruz. Yeah, that kind of confuses me because he hasn't done that much. He's been in the minors with rehab the whole year so far. And now we go to a quick speed round, the MLB news. The Astros activate Stringer after long stay on the IL. Red Sox reinstate right after 80-game ban. Yankees cut Morales, recall Tarpley from minors. The Braves reinstate Newcomb from concussion list. And source, the Mets front office making in-game moves. And the last is Yankees tie record with home run in 27 straight games. Now, last Thursday, the same time as the draft, but the Rays could call Tampa and Montreal home. They of holding home in the Tampa Bay area during temperate spring months and for the remainder of the season in Montreal drew a reaction that can best be summed up in one word. What? How is this likely to happen? Mayor Rick Chrisman said that he would not grant the team permission to discuss any proposal with Montreal. The Rays' lease with Tropicana Field, which is located in St. Petersburg, runs through 2027. So, how would they do that? Would they be called the Montreal Rays? They would have to be called the Tampa Bay Rays, because then they would lose all fan bases from Tampa Bay the second that they leave. Because they're only... But that'd be kind of cool if they had the Montreal Expos logo, but with the TB in it, like the M and then the TB inside. Moving on to the next subject, the NBA awards happened the other night. Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo won the 2019 MVP award. He received 941 votes and 78 first place votes in the balloting, finishing 165 points and 55 first place votes ahead of James Harden, who finished second. The rookie of the year went to Luka Doncic on the Dallas Mavericks. The runners up were DeAndre Ayton of the Phoenix Suns and Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks. Coach of the year was Mike Budenholzer from the Milwaukee Bucks. Runners-up were Michael Malone from the Denver Nuggets, Doc Rivers, Los Angeles Clippers. Sixth Man Award went to Lou Williams of the Los Angeles Clippers. The runners-up were Montrezl Harrell, Los Angeles Clippers, Domantas Sabonis, Indiana Pacers. The Defensive Player of the Year Award went to Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz. The runner-ups were Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George. The most improved player was Pascal Siakam of the Toronto Raptors. Runners-up were DeAndre Fox, Sacramento Kings, and D'Angelo Russell from the Brooklyn Nets. The Lifetime Achievement Award winners were Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. For the MVP, it's no surprise that Giannis won it. He was clearly one of the best players. He was clearly the best player in the league. The only player that you could argue was better could have been James Harden, where he had that 30 points in 32 straight games. Paul George was pretty good, but I felt like his defensive numbers were better than his offensive numbers. If he won, it would have shown that it doesn't matter about offensive, it just matters about defensive. But Rookie of the Year really was no surprise. Everyone knew that Luka Doncic was going to win it. Trae Young only put up a little bit of a fight to try and get it. And most improved player had to be Pascal Siakam. He proved himself in the NBA Finals, and he proved himself in the NBA playoffs throughout the season. Mike Budenholzer, Coach of the Year, that was not a surprise. The best coach on the best team. And sixth man, Lou Williams. Lou Williams could possibly forever and always be the winner of the sixth man award, because he always seems to get it and is always a good sixth man off the bench. Montrezl Harrell could have also gotten it. He was close, but could have gone to the Clippers either way. Well, thanks for listening to E2NGO Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E2NGO Sports. Also, with Anchor, you can now send us voice messages to be played on the podcast. So do that to send us opinions about certain segments and what you want us to talk about. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E2NGO Sports. From Easton Durant, thank you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.